from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins police say they're encouraged to see a relatively low number of charges laid during the recently ended festive ride program. Constable Colin Watson says 670 were checked. From that, 181 roadside breath tests were conducted. Five drivers were given three-day suspensions for having more than 50 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. Five charges were laid. You can see what they are over on MyTimmonsNow.com. It's not required by law, but beginning January 20th is baggage screening for Thunder Airlines and Air Quebec flights from Timmins to communities up the James Bay coast. Airport manager Dave Damon says Muskegawak Tribal Council has asked for it to prevent contraband and other undesirable items from getting into the communities. It will not affect staffing or equipment levels at the Timmins Airport.
They're here already. So Transport Canada, in the arm of them being Air Transport Security Authority, said that we're willing to try this out and we will screen for the items that are not allowed on carry-on or prohibited by nature.
Quebec has two or three flights a day, while Thunder has one or two. The Member of Parliament for Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing expects a federal election this spring. New Democrat Carol Hughes says when the House of Commons resumes March 24th, it will include a throne speech and perhaps a confidence vote.
It's just a matter of time that we're going into an election. So now we're looking at probably a May 5th to a May 12th date around that time where there would be the actual election would be. So that's to be seen. We always say it's never a good time to go into an election.
Hughes believes it doesn't matter who the new Liberal leader is, because their tenure as interim prime minister won't last long. The veteran MP will be retiring from politics after just over 16 years to spend more time with her family. In Country 93.1 sports, it's time to get back into NOJHL hockey. The Iroquois Falls Storm play their first game of 2025 and their first game with their revamped coaching staff tonight at home at 7:30 when they host the Hearst Lumberjacks. Then tomorrow night, same time, same place, they take on the Powassan Voodoos. The Timmins Rock get things rolling again tomorrow night at 7:30 in Kirkland Lake against the Gold Miners.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.